On FM, on the station app, and on OpenView Channel 606. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
Service providers say delays in payments under the school nutrition program are already affecting some school pupils in KZN. Tabang Mwabe, who's with the Service Providers Association, says some suppliers are still owed payments dating back to November.
There are learners that have been left unfed for the past few weeks because of non-payment from the Department of Education.
Members of the association staged a sit-in in protest at various district offices in KZN yesterday. Mwabe, who's picketed with a group at the department's headquarters in Maritzburg, says education officials have blamed the delays on issues with the new payment system.
Our concern is that this thing of non-payment has always been an issue, even on the previous system. This upgrade is just a scapegoat for non-payments. Even if this system was non-existent, we'll still be sitting at this challenge.
The departments, meanwhile, told service providers that all outstanding payments will be processed by the end of the week. Now, the 29th of May is when the Premier Soccer League, Sandile Ngobo, and his wife Salome will line up in court again. They were granted bail in a Western Cape court yesterday in their fraud and money laundering case. The case stems from a 15 million rand donation for school construction projects in the Eastern Cape dating back to 2008. The GM, who's a former FIFA referee, and his wife are accused of fraudulently applying for funds from PetroSA through a CSI program aimed at helping disadvantaged schools. NPA spokesperson Eric Ntabazalila says the charge relates to deposits allegedly made into some bank accounts registered under his name.
Mr. Ngobo's bail was set at 50,000 rands and his wife had bail set at 30,000 rand. Their case has been postponed to the 29th of May for further investigation.
Electricity and Energy Minister Hosein Sora Makgopa says coal can remain part of the country's energy mix if we invest in technology to manage harmful emissions. The minister's comments come as South Africa faces pressure to move away from coal, which still powers over 80% of the country's electricity. Eskom's aging coal-fired stations are a major contributor to both load shedding and greenhouse gas emissions, but Ramakgopa argues that coal and clean energy can coexist, provided the right technology is in place, like carbon capture systems and flue gas treatment.
So you are not sitting with a coal problem, we are sitting with an emissions problem. So if you're saying that the extension of operating life of this power station, because it's not laissez faire where you just do as you wish, we've got an obligation to the environment and those communities, and we are going to ensure that we are able to address that. There is no decoupling, and the point I want to make, we are talking about additionality.
And all the cardinals taking place in the secret conclave to elect a new pontiff have arrived in Rome. More than 130 will be involved in choosing a successor to Pope Francis, who died last month after leading the Catholic Church for 12 years. The process will start behind the closed wooden doors of the Vatican Sistine Chapel tomorrow. On the weather front, we've got a high of 26 degrees in Durban and Richards Bay and Maritzburg today, Richards Bay 27. For the Newswatch team, I'm Natara Nadesan.